Hey, welcome back, mi gente, to another episode of All About Nothing with Jay, the only podcast where we talk about everything and nothing and the things that probably ruin our childhoods, but we laugh about it anyways. Today's episode is brought to you by, well, nightmares, because honestly, Freddy Krueger still owes me therapy money. Happy Halloween week, everyone. Now, if you grew up in the 70s and 80s like me, you know horror movies hit different. We didn't have CGI or fancy lighting. We had trauma on VHS. We had that one cousin with the VCR his parents bought on sale in 1983, and he thought he was Blockbuster. Every weekend, he'd be like, ven, tengo algo bueno. And boom, suddenly, I am watching Friday the 13th at 10 years old while eating galletas and drinking Malta. I had no business watching that movie at that age. Here I thought it was going to be some Scooby-Doo kind of scary, you know, like a man in a mask. We unmask at the end. Nope, not just, not, that's not it. It was Jason with a machete like, surprise, niha. That was the beginning of my villain origin story. Now let's talk about old school horror for a second. See, back then, scary movies were ugly scary. The picture quality looked like somebody filmed it through a dirty window. The music, a mix of violin, thunder, and pure anxiety. The acting. Everybody was overdramatic, screaming like they stubbed a toe, but also got possessed. Yet somehow, it all worked. Because those directors, they knew what they were doing. They didn't just show you everything. They let your imagination fill in the blanks. And my imagination had issues, okay? So when Michael Myers was walking slowly behind the girl, my brain was like, he's behind you, run! But my body, frozen. Like when you drop something in a church and your mom gives you that look, you know you're about to get that petit scone, if you know, you know. You know what made it worse? Watching it in a Puerto Rican household, because Puerto Rican moms don't play with horror. My mommy walked in during The Exorcist once and yelled, apaga eso, eso es del diablo. But 2 minutes later, she's peeking from the hallway like, what happened? Did the devil leave yet? That's Latino curiosity. We'll rebuke it and still watch it. Now, mi abuelita didn't watch much TV. But had she seen just one bit of these movies, she would have pulled out her rosary and started praying as she's sprinkling holy water all over the house. Remember the soundtracks though? Like the from Friday the 13th? Now, that was my best interpretation, so don't come at me, okay? I still hear that when I open my credit card bill. Or when my teenage says, mommy, can I borrow the car? That's the same energy. And the graining lighting made everything look like it was filmed on a potato. But you just couldn't look away because we didn't have phones. We couldn't scroll to distract ourselves. You just sat there with a blanket, sweating and regretting your choices. Then Monday came around and all the kids at school were traumatized together. We're comparing notes like, did you see the girl hiding in the closet? Yep. I ain't been in the closet since. That's why to this day, I turn on every light in the house before I go to sleep. Motion sensor, please. My light bill looks like NASA's light bill. And let's not forget the VHS covers. Who approved those? You go to the video store, like in Puerto Rico, El Video Club, and every cover comes with a nightmare, a bloody knife, screaming face, and something of a floating doll head. Meanwhile, the comedy section had the La Boda de Mi Amigo, or La Boda de Mi Mejor Amigo, better said. Soft lighting, pastel colors, the horror next to it looked like a crime scene. And of course, we were always trying to act brave. Nah, I'm not scared. Lies, just lies. You go home and sleep with the lights on and pretend it was for reading. Reading what, mija? You have school tomorrow. Turn that light off. Also, let's be real. Horror movie parents in the 70s and 80s were useless. Like, oh, the house is haunted. Let's stay and investigate. if that were a Puerto Rican family, the credits would roll after 5 minutes. Mommy would say, "Nos vamos pa casa titi mima." She wouldn't even bother packing. We're out. Problem solved. No sequel needed. And why were they always taking baths when a killer was near? I don't get it. Every time someone got in a bathtub, you knew it was over. That's why to this day, I take quick showers. No baths for me, thank you very much. Freddy Krueger taught me personal hygiene under pressure. Now, coming up now, we're going to talk about Freddy, Jason, and Michael. Spoiler, they all needed jobs and a better therapist. Stay with me, we're just getting warmed up. Okay, let's talk about the big ones. The horror all-star movies. The ones that had us sleeping with one eye open and the hallway light on. First up, Freddy Krueger. Let's just say I still remember that song. 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your doors. 5, 6, grab a crucifix. 7, 8, better stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again. That is engraved in my brain, people. Listen, I still have beef with Freddy. This man attacked people in their dreams. You know how disrespectful that is? I already can't sleep and you want to show up in my REM cycle? Jesus. Freddy was like the original toxic man, showing up uninvited with bad skin, ugly nails, and a hat that looked like he stole it from the Goodwill. He was cracking jokes while he killed people. Like, sir, pick a lane. Comedian or murderer? You cannot be both. Then you had Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. Big dude, never ran, never spoke, but still somehow caught everyone. How? If Jason was behind me, all he would hear is my asthma because I am not making it far. I'm not a runner, people. I'm a speed walker, but I'm not a runner. With the way those campers kept tripping, screaming, and splitting up, that's why we don't feel bad for them. You go to a cursed lake named Crystal Lake? Hey, that's on you, boo. Michael Myers from Halloween. That man had cardio for days. The mass, the walk. No breathing heavy, no running. Just pure silent rage. Meanwhile, if it was me, I'd be like, hold on, let me catch my breath. Then came Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Now, that was a kind of different horror story. Especially if you lived in Texas and ever drove through the back roads to get somewhere. It's always on your mind. Is this the Texas Chainsaw Massacre back road? Am I going to make it out of here? Yes, people. Every single time I take a back road in Texas, I think of that. No ghost, no curse, just a crazy man with a chainsaw and bad skincare choices. You hear a chainsaw in real life and your body immediately goes into the fight or flight mode. Actually, no. Just a flight. I'm not fighting a chainsaw. I'm running. Well, I'm going to try to run. If I ever see a guy with a mask and power tools, I'm calling it a day. I'm not playing with that. And let's not even forget to talk about Silence of the Lambs. Hannibal Lecter wasn't chasing people. He was eating them with wine pairings. That's when I said, nope, I'm done. I'm out of here. I don't even like going to fancy restaurants now because of that movie. If a waiter says the chef recommends, I'm like, does he eat people though? Just asking. Inquiring minds want to know. You know what's wild? Back then, we didn't even have age ratings that made sense. Parents were like, ah, it's just a movie, you'll be fine. No, mommy, I am not fine. I saw a man wearing another man's face, and now I can't even look at deli meat the same way. Sleepovers were the worst. Every kid wanted to prove they weren't scared. They'd be like, let's watch one more. And there I was, pretending to be brave, clutching a pillow like it was holy water and it was gonna keep me safe. Then someone's mom would walk in the room and we're all screaming, not because of the movie, but because Puerto Rican moms enter a room like a SWAT team. They don't walk in gently. They just barge in. I remember one time the movie froze on VHS right when Freddy smiled. We couldn't get it to rewind, fast forward, nothing. That image burned into my brain forever. That's when I learned I didn't have the emotional stability for horror movies. don't even get me started on nightmares. After Silence of the Lambs, I dreamed Hannibal Lecter was in my kitchen asking if I had oregano. Sir, get out. By Monday, every kid in the school had the same trauma. We talked about who died, who screamed the loudest, and who peed a little when the lights flickered. We bonded over fear, and that's why Gen X humor is so dark. We were raised by horror soundtracks and fluorescent lighting. Looking back, I get why I don't like horror movies now. We already lived through scary times. Cold War drills, lead paint, no seatbelts. We don't need jump scares. You give me a comfy blanket and K-drama any day. I'll take that. Coming up next, we'll talk about how Latino house logics would have saved everyone in these movies, while we're too old for horror now, and how we turn trauma into humor. Stay tuned, we're not done. All right, let's be honest. If a horror movie happened in a Latino household, there would be no sequel. Because we don't investigate anything. You hear a sound in the basement? Nah, that's between the ghost and God. I pay rent, not exorcism fees. White people in horror movies be like, let's split up. Latinos be like, let's move out. If the door closes by itself, Puerto Rican moms don't scream. They grab the holy water and a chancla and say, en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, y del chancletazo. We don't play with demons, baby. We light a candle, pray, and call Titi, who knows everyone who cleans houses and spirits. I will eat that logic. If the house feels heavy, open the windows, burn some sage, and put on salsa. Meanwhile, white families be like, let's record it for a YouTube channel. You ever notice a Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Nobody called 911 until it was too late? And yes, I looked it up. There was 911 in the 70s when this movie came out. So if they would have seen a phone, they could have just dialed 911. My mother would have called before we even hit the road. Because she don't play. The minute she saw that creepy gas station, she'd be like, oh, we're going to Denny's. And let's talk about Silence of the Lambs. You think a Puerto Rican would have fallen for the old help me load the couch into the van trick? Hell no. We'd be like, you better go get your cousin for help. I'm wearing heels. That's why we survive. We've been trained by life, by chisme, and by sounds of the flip-flop moving fast down the hallway. Even ghosts don't bother Latinos households. They take one look at the number of religious statues, rosaries, and plastic cover furniture, and they're like, nah, let's haunt somebody else. You know what's funny? The kids today will never know real fear. They've got streaming and filters. We had static. We had to adjust the antenna and pray to the TV gods for a clear picture. And if you fell asleep watching HBO after midnight, trauma, because the channel just went dark. Now, they're like, oh, I have anxiety. I'm like, yeah, me too, because Freddy showed up in my dreams, Jason was in my leg, and Hannibal was in my fridge. But somehow we turned out fine, or at least funny. That's the Gen X way. We laugh at everything because we had to. That's how we survived. So yeah, I don't do scary movies anymore because I've lived through enough horror, 80s fashion, dial-up internet, and middle school gym class. Ugh. But I will say this. Those movies gave us personalities. They made us strong, sarcastic, and ready for anything. Even if I still sleep with one foot under the blanket, just in case. We're the generation that faced Freddy, Jason, Michael, Leatherface, and Hannibal. And still showed up to school the next morning. That's resilience, baby. So this Halloween, if you're brave enough to watch a scary movie, do it with the lights on, snacks ready, and your inner abuelita on standby. And remember, if you hear noise, don't check it. Just say a prayer and hit play on Mark Anthony. And that's all for today's episode, my loves. I understand now why I have such an aversion to watching scary movies. I carry this trauma from childhood to this day. Thank you for hanging out with me in the dark corners of memory lane. If you survived Freddy, Jason, or that creepy gas station in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you deserve a trophy and a nap. Always be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Until next time, love, Jay.